today on Real Radio.
Is God your salvation? It's not some party. It's not the Republicans or the Democrats or the independents. It's not the dollar. It's not any pursuit of life. Is God your salvation? Listen, if God's your salvation, you've got all the reason in the world to rejoice and celebrate.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack, in a message called Will You Be With Us With Him, continues a series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. Thanks for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate your company. God called the prophet Isaiah primarily to the nation of Judah and the city of Jerusalem. God wanted Judah to turn away from their sins and return to him so that he could continue to bless them. Isaiah, by the way, is also called the evangelical prophet of the Old Testament because God used him not only to share the good news of the coming Messiah, but also to let us know what's going to happen in the last days when Christ returns. In chapter 11 of Isaiah, we learned the Messiah would be born from the line of David. Isaiah also tells us that he will have the spirit of holiness. Now, both birthrights point to one Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the second coming, Jesus will sit on the throne of David to rule and reign from Jerusalem, to divide and judge the nations. Now in chapter 12, we'll see how Jesus will return to give the nation of Israel her glorious future, which he's always promised. So today, Pastor Jack tells us, we've all offended the Lord. Still, he doesn't condemn us or send us away in anger. God's desire is for our soul to be at rest while he comforts us with his compassion. God is our Savior. There's no need to be afraid. He's our joy and our strength in time of need. And now in his lesson called Will You Be With Us With Him, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
Isaiah chapter 12. Isaiah, you guys should know this by now, right? Isaiah, as we've been going through this, Isaiah will be completely possessed by the Holy Spirit and prophesy. And when he prophesies, he is announcing that because of Judah's rebellion against the Lord, failure to obey him, judgment was coming. And we've been studying that. And so he tells Judah that what's happening to Israel in the north, the kingdom being divided, what's happening to Israel in the north is going to happen to Judah next. You need to repent. They won't listen. They're apathetic. They won't get engaged. Then we looked at Isaiah chapter 11 last time, and we saw at length regarding the promise of the Messiah to come. We looked at some of his characteristics or his attributes. You remember that in the opening verses of Isaiah 11. And then again, as the chapter began to close out, Isaiah is putting forth warnings to the nation. Now Isaiah chapter 12, it's as, and I love this, it's almost as though Isaiah is preaching this news and prophesying the news, and reality just hits him like a wave. And when I say reality, he looks now in the 12th chapter way ahead to the future from Isaiah's day. Nearly 3,000 years ago from tonight, he looks ahead. God gives him the eyes into the future of what the millennial kingdom is going to be like in part. But that part is the theme of the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches that Jesus Christ will literally reign on earth for 1,000 years. Now, I make that comment. I say that because not only is it biblical, but it's neglected today. A lot of denominations are not teaching this anymore. They're getting away from it, you guys. And I'm not here, listen, I'm not here to bring this up, although I'm going to bring it up for a few more weeks. But I'm not here to bash. I would never do that. But when something's false, I'm going to call it out. And the recent visit of the Pope in his theology, it's Roman Catholic theology, you guys, and I know many of you are Catholics. So listen to my heart and listen to the truth that Roman Catholic theology is what's called amillennial theology. Amillennial. If you attend this church at any length of time, you go verse by verse, chapter by chapter through the Bible, you know that we are coming from what's called a premillennial view. There's a premillennial view. There's only three views in all of the Bible. I know you, people don't like to be put into pigeonholes, but it's tough. You fall into one of three camps, very simple. You're either premillennial, postmillennial, or amillennial. To be amillennial is to not believe that Jesus is physically going to have his kingdom on earth for 1,000 years. It's just spiritually speaking. It's metaphorical. It's an analogy, illustration, something like that. But it's not real. The Bible knows nothing about that. The Bible says it's real. And we're going to be learning some cool things tonight. And so thus, we're doing things a little bit different this evening. Isaiah chapter 12, turn there and get your highlighter or your pen out because it's only 6 verses. But watch, and it only has to be 6 verses with what's being said. But it's broken up into 2 groups. We're going to take the first group and do me a favor. From about 20 minutes from right now, because I didn't set my timer. So can you do that? Because I'll forget. Somebody just kind of wave like this in 20 minutes because I'm going to need to like wrap it up. Why? We're going to bring the worship team back out and we're going to put into practice what we're going to learn in the next 20 minutes. And then they're going to go away and then I'll do the second part and we'll wrap it up and then they'll come out to close out the night. Okay? We're going to do what is going to be done. This is fun. We're going to do what's going to be done in the future. Future what? When Christ returns. In the second coming. When he sits upon the throne of his Father. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be an awesome age. And it is literal. And it is coming. So chapter 12. Let's look at verses 1, 2, and 3. And in that day, you will say, O Lord, I will praise you. Mark this. Watch. Number one, though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away. That's number one reason to praise the Lord. Number two, you comfort me. So his anger is turned away. He comforts us. Look at verse two. Behold, open wide your eyes, people. Here's the third reason to praise him. God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. Number four, for Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. Fifth argument or fifth reason to praise him. He has also become my salvation. Verse three, therefore, this is the sixth reason in just 3 verses. Therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. So listen, as you take notes tonight, there's some great challenges to this that by the end of this service tonight, I want you to make a decision, all of us. Number one, as we look at this, what are we talking about? Well, we're looking at this. This message is entitled tonight, Will You Be With Us With Him? I know that may be bad grammar, but that's the title. Will you be with us with him in that age, in that time? Verses 1 to 3, we're looking at this. We who have him as our salvation. That's the question. Are you going to be with us? Well, who's the us in this? The proclamation is made this way. We who have him as our salvation. Can you tonight say in your life, the Lord is my salvation. God is my salvation. Do you know that? Do you celebrate that in the midst of all that's going on in the world, especially right now? Is God your salvation? It's not some party. It's not the Republicans or the Democrats or the Independents. It's not the dollar. It's not any pursuit of life. Is God your salvation? Listen, if God's your salvation, you've got all the reason in the world to rejoice and celebrate, even at a sad day like this. Historic day, but sad day. How so? Look at this. Mark it down. Verse 1, we learn this. We who have him as our salvation, number one, he is the one. Listen, he is the one I have offended. O Lord, I will praise you. Though you were angry with me, your anger is turned away. Listen, this is amazing. He's our salvation, and this is the God of the Bible who saves. Number one realization, I have offended him, yet I'm allowed to praise him. I've been invited to have him be my salvation. This, as the gospel presents, the first act of the gospel is repentance of your sins and coming to Christ. It's not just adding Jesus on to your religious repertoire of stuff. No, it's repentance from your sins and turning towards Christ. It's, oh God, I've sinned against you. I have offended the God of heaven. And what does God say to us? You're condemned. You're lost forever. There's no hope for you. No, he would say to us, even though you are condemned, turn to me and I will set you free. I will lift that yoke that you've placed upon yourself. The decisions you made in life have condemned you, but I'll lift the ramifications, the payment of your sin, and I'll bring to you salvation. That's why we praise him. He's the Lord, our Savior. We've offended him. That's where it all starts. We worship the very one who we've offended. Our hearts are broken. We're convicted of our sins. Listen, don't answer out loud, but how you doing? Look, it's only Wednesday. How are you doing? It's been a rough week for me. And when I came to this chapter, it's like, yes. Oh, yes. Have we not offended the Lord? You say, Jack, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fine. Okay, your pride and arrogance, doesn't it offend the Lord? Your self-righteousness, doesn't it offend the Lord? What kind of thoughts did you have today? What kind of mood have you been in? We've all offended him. Thank God that the Lord of the Bible does not cast us away. Boy, is he long-suffering and kind. Though you were angry with me. Yes, it's true. You know, the Bible teaches here that God is angry with sin. But doesn't Jesus love us? Yes, Jesus loves us. But the Bible tells us God's angry with the wicked every day. He was angry, but his anger has been turned away. Listen, that implies a sacrifice has been made. Now, you and I are 3,000 years away from Isaiah's proclamation here. What are we talking about? This is fun. Isaiah is declaring it in chapter 12. The first time this song appears is in Exodus 15, verse 2. It's from Moses and the people in the wilderness. This song appears 5 times in Scripture. And one that is yet to be fulfilled. In the book of Revelation, the heavenly host is assembled, and the song again of praise is declared before the Lord who is our salvation. It's the worship of none other than Jesus Christ in heaven, our Savior. Listen, how are you saved now? How does God remove your sins from you now? Based upon the sacrifice, the offering of Jesus Christ back then, 2,000 years ago. Are you with me? How was, for example, Noah saved or Abraham saved? Looking ahead to the coming Christ. You know how you look back to the Christ that came? They looked ahead to the Christ, the same Christ that would come. The second thing is this. He causes me to know his compassion. Verse 1, and you comfort me. God comforts us. We know his compassion. That word comfort is to bring compassion. The Bible says God brings us compassion, comfort. So we praise him. We worship him. Next, look at verse 2. He desires rest for my heart and soul. God wants your heart and your soul to be at rest, ladies and gentlemen. It says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The word afraid here means to be, watch this, it's a very graphic word. It means to be flinching and fearful. The word actually means to shake or to quiver from fear. Now, I mean this with respect. Don't panic about this, but it's the picture that comes to my mind. To shiver or to shake from fear, and it's an unpredictable fear, meaning it's a flinching. I don't know when I'm going to get hit next. You know that kind of thing? Have you ever seen an abused dog? It's one of the saddest things. What about an abused child? Somebody who's been severely beaten? They don't know what's coming next. You see, it's a terrible word. But God says, listen, behold, look, open up your eyes wide. God is my salvation. Trust him. Don't shake with fear. Oh, we need to hear that. What if, listen, young people, listen, I know it's hard to believe, but what if you had to live tomorrow without your cell phone? What if you had no cell phone service anymore? What if you could not go online? Listen, what if North Korea delivers an EMP bomb and it just doesn't kill anybody? They wouldn't have to kill anybody. When your 15-year-old cannot go online, he's going to kill something. The make-believe world of so many people will absolutely become unhinged. Imagine that for a moment. And people will freak. What if all of these things, I'm so tired of hearing about it, all these things, the U.S. economy is going to collapse by the end of September. What, by the way, what is today? When's October? Okay, so I didn't see what the stock market did today. I didn't hear anybody say anything about it, but it was supposed to, according to all of these mathematicians, it was supposed to end this month. It was over. Over. So, what if it happens? What are you gonna do? Trust the Lord. Praise him. Why? Because it affects your very soul. It brings peace into your heart. Listen, I'm gonna tell you a secret right now, friends. If you're not a worshiper, you're a worrier. Because, listen, worship dispels worry. You can take a pill to take away worry. Guess what? When the pill wears off, you got worry again. And then when you run out of pills and your Obamacare won't issue more pills, you got big worry now. There's something better than worry. It is worship. Worship crushes worry every time. Learn to worship. Practice worship. Start getting alone with God and start singing or talking to him in praise and adoration. The next thing, he gives what I could never have. Verse 2, for Yah, that's his name, the Lord. This is Yah, your God. He tells you his name. For Yah, the Lord, is my strength and song. The word, it's actually the Lord Yehovah, is my strength and song. Yah is his name. He is your savior. He's your strength. He's your song. Listen, when you're safe and when you feel protected, you know what? You're gonna sing. That's why. Do you remember when we were kids and we were walking down the alley at night? Or we got home too late from the beach, we were little kids, and we were walking and you're kind of nervous. I wasn't nervous about any bad guys in the street. I was freaking out about meeting my dad for getting home after sunset. What did you do when you're kind of scared walking around? Whistle. Why did you do that? It's like, I'm okay, really? Not really, I'm freaking out, but it's okay, right? No, oh man, I'll whistle and make myself feel better. Well, the truth of the matter is, you guys, when you are truly safe, you sing. Little kids sing. This morning, listening to the morning come alive, pitch black, dark night, well, it wasn't even full moon, brilliant, bright, but it was as the moon began to set, there's one bird that starts the whole concert. Have you noticed that in the mornings, you guys? Get up and try it. That's your homework tomorrow. Get up in the morning before the birds and listen. One bird will start it, just one. He'll go, eep! And then they all start going, and you can hear it spread across the neighborhood. I'm telling you the truth. Try it. Get up. Get out of bed, old sleeper. And watch what happens. It's awesome. You'll have a song in your heart. By the way, listen. Yeshua is the Hebrew name for the English name Jesus or Joshua. Did you know that? Joshua, Jesus, Isus, Yeshua. Jesus, Jesus in the Greek, is the Greek transliteration of his name. Jesus or Joshua or Yehoshua all mean the same thing in the Bible. He's the Lord who saves. He's our salvation God. I don't know if I have, how much time do I have, people? Are you checking? 5 minutes? Oh, we're good. Very quick, you want to see something cool? Acts 7, verse 45. This is the old King James I'm going to put up on the screen, you guys. This is Acts 7, 45, King James, old King James. You with me, everybody? Watch this. And those guys, listen, King James dudes, those guys were totally committed to accuracy. That's why the old King James, when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls and they brought them up out of the earth and they judged the Dead Sea Scrolls against the old King James Version Bible, dead on. Isn't that cool? Dead on. Watch this. This is fun. Watch also our fathers that came, which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David. This is an old King James speaking of Joshua taking the promised land. Look at it carefully again. Notice something. In fact, guys, put the next verse up. Acts 7:45, the exact same verse, New King James Version for the modern day speaker, right? Protects the accuracy, but in modern language. Which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David. Do you see that? Did you see the difference? The old King James translators, when they read it, they saw the name. And the name Joshua and Jesus, Yehoshua, is the same name. So the old King James put in Jesus because Jesus means the same as Joshua. They were talking about Joshua in the Old Testament. But they put Jesus' name in there because the two names are interchangeable. How fun is that? See, what does that matter? This is the one who Isaiah is speaking about. Listen, if you're Jewish right now, your yarmulke should be coming off the top of your head right now going, this is amazing. Because in the great prophet Isaiah, there is word here that Joshua will save us. Well, Joshua never saved us. The Joshua that brought them into the promised land. There's another one to come, and the whole context is the millennium.
Pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs. Here on Real Radio, in a message called, Will You Be With Us With Him? We're so glad you took the time to spend with us today, and our hope is that all of us will be together having known Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord. Will You Be With Us With Him is part of Pastor Jack's series called The God of Our Salvation, the Book of Isaiah. It's a series that brings to light the ministry of the Old Testament prophet Isaiah, who shared with us the coming of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ, over 700 years before the day he was born. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Radio. We want you to know that Pastor Jack has a recommended book of the month for June. It's now available. It's called The Man God Uses by Henry and Tom Blackaby. Anyone who's ever been called by God is eager to know and understand his will for their life. The Man God Uses is a study guide encouraging Christian men to take a look at their personal encounters with the Lord and to follow his will in all areas of life, whether it's at home or work, in the community or church. There's also a guide for small group discussions, and through the 7 weeks of study, The Man God Uses will show how God's power can transform ordinary men into extraordinary forces for good in this world. Again, The Man God Uses is now available for you, and you can purchase it at our website, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. That's reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Our desire here at Real Radio is to give you the support you need to carry on your journey of faith with Christ. And there are some great ways that you can support us as well. You can like Pastor Jack's page on Facebook and be sure to tell your friends about it. You can even subscribe to Pastor Jack's YouTube channel and follow him on Instagram. So for more ways to support this ministry, check out Pastor Jack on social media. Hey, here's our phone number if you should need it. It's 877-RR-RADIO. That's a toll-free phone call. 877-777-2346. Also, here's the address. Jot this one down. P.O. Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio, made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.